fate and inevitable death. To those who lived through the Second World War, it symbolized defiance and strength of purpose against the Nazi tyranny of Hitler's Germanic Empire. It was the call sign of the British European Service, its four dramatic notes bringing hope and encouragement to millions in conquered yet still resolute countries. Most of us have heard the name Beethoven. We recognize him as one of the greatest composers who ever lived, and most people carry a picture of him in their minds. A short, squat man with a powerful bone structure and muscular physique, a high forehead and brows shielding dark and penetrating eyes, a square jaw set determinedly against the world, and hair as wild and as untamed as the man himself. Furthermore, Beethoven is known for one outstanding feature remarkable in a great composer. His deafness. How was it that Beethoven could compose music of such complete genius when he could not hear one note of it? And how was it that when he died in 1827 at the age of 57, it's said that more than 200 carriages made up his cortege, that all the schools in Vienna closed, and that more than 20,000 people lined the streets to pay their last respects to this eccentric composer? And yet, despite all these signs of reverence and even veneration, few could call him friend. What made up the fateful and heroic life of Ludwig van Beethoven? Beethoven was born in the city of Bonn, Germany, in December of the year 1770. His family were of Belgian origin, and his father, like his grandfather, were court musicians to the Duke of Bavaria. However, his father was a dissolute good-for-nothing, and when he discovered that his young son had inherited some musical talent, realized that this could regain his lost prestige at court. So, at 5 years of age, Ludwig was diligently tutored by his father in the ways of music. The teaching was strict and rigid. No improvisation was allowed.
What stupid stuff are you scraping now? You've not yet reached the point of playing out of your head. Practice the violin and pianoforte thoroughly. Learn to play the notes accurately. And when you can do that, then you'll have work to do with your head hard enough. But you've not reached that stage yet.
So, day after day, for hours at a time, Ludwig's father kept him hard at work. One day he was sure his son would really amount to something, and secretly he was pleased with the way he was progressing. He was soon to put his faith to the test.
Today, March 26th, 1778, in the musical concert room in Sternengasse, the electoral court tenor Beethoven will have the honor to produce two of his pupils, Mademoiselle Avedonk, court contralto, and his little son, Ludwig, aged 6 years. The former will have the honor to contribute various beautiful arias, the latter various clavier concertos and trios.
The occasion was a reflection of the father's sharp practice, for Ludwig, announced as a boy of 6 years old, was in actuality 8 years. This fact was to confuse him greatly in later years, for he believed that he was 2 years younger than he actually was. His father had deliberately lied about his age in order to present him as a greater child prodigy than he was. Such talented youngsters were highly prized at court, especially since the 6-year-old Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart had enthralled the emperor and the nobility some 20 years earlier.